Masechet Shevuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Here we'll talk more about the Shevuot Bitui, the oath of declaration, and who it applies to, and in what situations it applies. Mishnah says, Shevuot Bitui Noheget Ba'anashim Ubnashim. The oath of declaration that we've been talking about in earlier Perakim applies both to men and women. Birhokim Ubikrovim. It applies to both Rehokim, far people, that means people who are non-relatives, and also relatives, that means if somebody makes a swear that he's going to give something to somebody, he has to follow through with that swear, whether that person was related to him or not. Bekesherim ubipsulin, to people who are qualified, they're kasher, to testify in court, or to those who are not qualified to testify in court. It applies to all of these people. Bifnei bedin, mishilo, bifnei bedin. It applies to swears that were made in a bet din and also to swears that were made outside of a bet din. A shivuat bitui is personal. It's not something that's done in court. So therefore, it would make no difference where the swear happened. Mipi atzmo. Everything has to be simply that it came from his own mouth and he wasn't forced or coerced into the swear, or and it didn't come from the mouth of others. We'll elaborate more on this in the next perek when it comes to other shivuot that a person could be coerced into doing. After we said all these laws about a shivuat bitui, we'll sum it up with the punishments. V'hayavin al zedona makot v'al shigigata korban olev yored. If a person violated the shivuat bitui that he made on purpose, intentionally, then he would receive malkut, lashes. And if he violated it by mistake, he would have to bring a korban hatat olev yored. That would be for unintentional. We're repeating it here because we want to make sure that it's clear that everyone we mentioned in our Mishnah is not only involved with Shevuat Bitui, that they have to follow through with it, but that they would be punished if they did not.